Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's returning soon. The Lord our God will return very soon. And it's interesting to me how He does it. People are talking about the tribulation, the rapture, when it will happen, how it will happen. But the Lord has a perfect plan. Whatever He does, it's going to be perfect. And the Lord told us in the first place that He told John to seal these things. In other words, hide it from the wicked. And He sealed it. The Lord sealed it. And in order to, I don't believe nobody's going to pinpoint it. When it happens, it'll happen. We just prepare for it. That's the thing we got to do. Prepare for it. Because it will happen. And in preparing for it, it's easy. The easiest way to prepare for the Lord's return is just love God and love His people. And many things will fall in place from that point on. Why? Because your love is your, that's where your joy comes from. That's where you have, God gave you peace. And if you follow the peace, you follow your path. You know, I share my testimonies a lot. But the Lord will guide you just like He guided me. Testimonies are a reference of what God will do. But the Holy Spirit will tell you precisely what to do. If a person has similar problems to mine and did what I did, it may not work the same way for them because they're different. They have different, a different makeup, different qualities. And some of my weaknesses, they may already have that as a strength. And they may have other strengths, other weaknesses. So the Holy Spirit knows you personally. And if you just love God, God will guide you into all truth. He'll give you a tailor-made healing process. You know, if I went and bought a suit that's about my size, the pants are the right length, the waist is the right length, the jacket is the right width and the right length, you know, it may look sloppy. But if it's tailor-made, it'll look perfect. Well, the Lord will give you a tailor-made healing process. But well, the Word of God is that's the foundation. That's the pattern that He'll use. But we need different parts of the Word at different points in our life. And the Holy Spirit can put it all together for you. Just follow the peace. If you want to prepare for God's return, for Christ's return, follow the peace. Do what He say do. Trust Him. Believe Him. When you have His love in your heart, that's what you want to do anyway. You got a clean spirit if you believed on Jesus Christ and you're washed in the blood. Your spirit man is perfect. From there, all you have to do is fill your heart with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will pick out what you need at the moment and reveal it to you step by step. And he'll do it in a way where you won't get in pride, you won't get lifted up, you'll be able to help others. He'll prepare you, embrace you for how other people react to success. People react to your success differently than you'll expect. People that love you, they're going to be happy for you. Some people will feel provoked because you're operating at greater wisdom at a younger age. Or they didn't expect you. You're just their friend. They look at you as being no smarter than them. But here your life is working better. And people react to that. And the Holy Spirit will brace you for whatever you face. Some people may not seem to be happy for you. And the Holy Spirit will help you love them and not let it bother you. I ran into many things as I followed God. And all of it wasn't pleasant. it took me by surprise. And I didn't understand. It took me a long time to, it puzzled me for years until the Lord revealed what was going on. That's why He'll give you a tailor-made healing process. And He'll help you. All you have to do is stay in the love of God. Don't leave the love of God for no reason. No matter how people respond, no matter how they act, no matter what they say, no matter what they do or don't do, always walk in the love of God. If you can do that, you can win. And you can do very well. It's not hard. But you have to decide, I'm going to do this. If you can do that, you will win. Follow the peace. Some things may puzzle you, but give it to God, just like you gave your problem to the Lord, and He guided you. He's going to guide you some more. Never get focused on anything but Him. No matter what happens, look to the Lord. He's the author and finisher of your faith. And He will help you go forward, not backwards. He will help you succeed and not fail. He will help you win in life. And you will do very well. In Him, we win. In Him, you can make the best possible judgments. Only in the Lord can you do this. You'll make the best possible judgments as you follow the Holy Spirit. There may seem good ways that will help you run faster, but stick with what He gave you and work as unto Him. Use the love of God wherever you go. Operate according to the living love of God. Remember, love is charity. Love is a verb. It's what you act on. Love is the charge of life. As God's charge of life. And if we stay in the love of God, that's how we win. The theme of what Jesus told the seven churches is stay in the living love of God and protect it. Don't let anything interrupt it. Keep your first love. Because that's how we fulfill the law. That's how we keep condemnation out of our life. Things are going to go haywire, but the living love of God keeps condemnation out of your life. When you lose your first love, you become lukewarm. And this is why you start. A lukewarm person is not a person that act like they don't care. A lukewarm person has a love problem. Their love walk went sideways. They're indifferent to good and evil. They tolerate evil when they shouldn't, and they allow worldly things to exist, and it corrupts them. Lukewarm people are corrupt people. They have in their mind, sin is okay. They start allowing sin in their life, just like Saul did. He got in pride. He got in fear. If you get in fear, you get in pride. If you get in pride, you get in fear. It's just, they're connected. It's just like, if you get in love, you get in faith. Perfect love casts out fear. Evil pride works by fear. Because it's wrong. And you know, your spirit man knows good and evil. No matter what you do, you know, good and evil, because your ancestor Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Everybody knows what's good and what's evil now. So when you start walking down that evil path, you automatically get in fear. Go find the peace. If that has happened, go find the peace. Go back to the living word of God and follow the peace, and you'll always be fine. The things that God reveal, you must pay attention to. It's important. The things that God reveal to you, you must pay attention to. You must understand. You must go forward. You must listen. You must do what he said to. Follow the peace. And don't let it drop. Live according to the joy. That's your strength. The love of God is in you. That's your strength. It's important. Do what God said do. He loves you. He cares for you. He watches over you. He thinks of you. But you have to do the same for him. You have to think of him. Think on his word. That's how you see him. So the Lord's return. The Lord is coming. And I want to be found occupied till he gets here. Am I going to allow evil to take over? I've been praying about everything that I see that's wrong. I've been praying about it. I've been taking authority over it. You know, the darkness, God gave us a president that many Christian people talk about. But the wiser ones don't. And I say that because God set that man up. And it's noticeable. But so many evil people talk about the man and tried to get him kicked out of office. Now they tried to steal the, and I believe it. I believe they really tried to steal the election. It was prophesied by holy men of God. And I'm not going to let him stand for us and not say anything. And I pray about things before I make a judgment. Most people don't pray about anything. They pray about what they want. They don't ask God what's best. They decide what's best and pray for it. And they think they're right. And they can't tell when God is moving. If you don't receive the messenger God sends, you're not, and you reject him, you're not rejecting him, you're rejecting God too. Daniel didn't do that. When God chose Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel humbled himself and protected him. This is the man that took him out of his land and made him live in Babylon. But Daniel understood that the whole country went rogue. And Jeremiah prophesied that all the nations are going to be given to King Nebuchadnezzar. And they probably took it lightly. They probably thought their kingdom was much stronger and wiser and better than his. And in appearance, they were probably right. They may have even outnumbered them. But when God gives somebody victory, they got it. And this king came and took the whole world under his leadership because they got into idolatry. See, when people of God don't do what they're supposed to, God can raise somebody up that will. And he does. When God's people won't do what they're supposed to, God will raise somebody up that will get the job done. Israel didn't drive the Canaanites out of Israel. So God gave it to Nebuchadnezzar, and he took the whole country. He took the wisest people of every country to Babylon. And the older people, that the farmers, he left them there to keep the land. And he did how he wanted to do it. But when you follow the peace of God, you'll do what you're supposed to, and God won't have to raise up a Nebuchadnezzar to fill your void. I know that's like, ouch. It's true. Yeah, it's ouch. And it's true. You follow God and follow the peace and stay in the love of God. You can't sin if you stay in the love of God. John pointed that out. You can't have a heart full of love and go rob a bank. You can't have a heart full of love and lust after women, another man's wife. You can't do it. Because of the love of God, you're going to have restraint. You're going to have holy restraint. And people who struggle with sin, they just need to get in the start loving God. If you're too greedy, start giving. If people hurt you, forgive them. Use the principles of God's word to go forward and do all that's in his heart. It's not hard. You can do this. Do what he said do, and pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Follow the peace. If you lose the peace, go find it and follow the peace. Stay in the love of God. It's easy to follow the peace. It's easy to be in obedience. When the Lord say do something, I don't let myself be half-hearted about it. I jump all in. I get all in. I do all that's in his heart. I stay all in. I don't let things go south. I do what he say do and enjoy it. I'm all in, 100%. Now, when you follow God yourself and you love him, when the Holy Spirit gives you something, he has your attention. Because he has your attention, you just jump in. You're motivated to do what he said do. You're ready. When the Holy Spirit speaks, you have to be prepared to receive. Whether he's using a preacher, your pastor, other brothers and sisters in Christ, you have to be ready to receive. When the Holy Spirit is talking, it doesn't matter who he uses. Some people get caught up in who he uses. They start focusing on their pride, and they miss the point. Well, every person that hears from the Lord, that you can trust that the enemy tried to take it from them. If they managed, and I use the word manage, to get the word to you, they overcome some battles to do it. Now, when you look at them and say, well, he's not qualified to tell me a word, you're disqualifying the battles that they won to get that word to you. Now, in God's eyes, they did what they were supposed to do. You've dropped the ball there. That's where you lost the peace. And you go back and find it. Be obedient to God. If God used somebody that you see as lesser, remember, when we're washed in the blood, we're equal. People forget that. There's no, we're the same body, ain't but one body. People look at individuals and get caught up in that foolishness, but we're just one body. And proud people always mess up doing that. And they lose the peace, then they struggle. But when you follow the peace, you rise above all things and you break through whatever you have to. Remember, if you win the war within, the battle without is a cakewalk. Now, I told my brother about this the other day, and he's my friend too. When we win the battle within, we can receive the word and we can rise above anything we need to. But check this out. We have to not only rise above our own evil influences, and we have to win the battle within and get on board with God's word and walk in the love of God, but other people have ideas and influences that's not right around us. Our immediate family, friends, our spouses. When they don't rise above like they should, we have to be braced enough to overcome their influence that may be wrong, shed enough light to help them see, and pray that they do, and help them when they get weary. And then we have to rise above society, because society has a strong influence on everybody, and you have to rise above it. And I use the example when Sarah told Abraham to have a concubine and have a son through a concubine. Abraham did it after he had been in that place for 10 years. He had been in Egypt 10 years. That's when he agreed with her. Now, when they first got there, he would not have agreed with her. He would have said, no, we're going to do it God's way. But after being in that society for 10 years, it had an effect on him. These are factors What kind of effect does society have on you, your state, your nation, the people, the public? It's in the air. The influence is there. You got to rise above all that junk that people believe that's wrong. And once God reveals something to you, stick with it. That's all I did. That's why I brought up the president. The Lord revealed things to me, and I know it. I'm not going to go back to because somebody else disagreed. That's their problem. And I love them. I know people have different opinions. That has nothing to do with my choice. I choose to stay at the peace, and I follow what God shows me. And when people differ, I say, well, just go and ask the Lord. You need to pray about it. Well, if they're headstrong, they're not going to do it, and I understand that. But if they, you know, what I do, I calm down and I go before the Lord. It's a process. I follow the peace. And once it's revealed, I stick with it. You're not going to change my mind after that. I'm sorry. You just have to agree to disagree, because I don't care whether we agree or not. I'm going to follow what God said do and stick with it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.